There's always there's there has to be one language in heaven, and that would probably be Hebrew. If you do the lineage trace back, okay, who are the descendants? Where did Jesus come from? David. Who did David come from? Abraham. Who did Abraham come from? Noah. Who did Noah come from? Adam. What was the child of Noah who carries the Jewish frame, the Jewish lineage? It's Shem. What are Jews called? Semitic, or Shemites, Semites, the children of Shem, Noah's son. If they all speak Hebrew till this day, then what did the father of Shem, the Jewish man, what did the Jewish child, out of all the children in the world, you have the Hamites or the Cushites, which are, the African and whatnot. You have the, Japheth, his oldest son. That's probably, some people say, the Europeans. The Shems, the Shemites, they speak Hebrew. So what did their dad, Noah probably speak? Hebrew. What did the people prior to that probably speak? Hebrew. And that's, what's the Old Testament written in? The first five words in the Bible all can spell out the name Yeshua or Yahshua, Jesus. Or no, it's something like Jesus saves. It's the first five words in the Bible. So, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not distracted.
No, I gotta wash my hands. No.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So our grandmothers speak Hebrew and our grandfathers speak Hebrew in heaven.
Most likely. It's not like a guaranteed, but that's just what you'd assume, right? The God of the what? Hebrews. The God of who? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But that's what would make the most sense to our earthly understanding.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But I could be wrong, right? We're not in heaven.
Yeah.
God speaks to us now, though, through whatever language someone speaks. Someone's in China, someone's in the Middle East. He's going to speak to them in their language, and it'll make sense.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Genesis chapter 11, that's how languages got broken up. It was originally Hebrew, and then they got broken up because man sinned. They wanted to build a temple to get to the height of God, to get to the heavens. And then that's when God separated all mankind. Mm-hmm. So they had different languages. They wouldn't understand each other.
Mm.
Till this day. So, yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Embryo morning, by the way.
Amen. Every morning's an embryo morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose to let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What does embryo mean? Like,
it's like ethereal.
Heavenly. Like high? Oh.
It's just heavenly. Like, heavenly. You know when you're so calm and like the whole place, the atmosphere is just so relaxed?
Mm-hmm.
That's embryo. Emprian is like another synonym for heaven. Emprian is just like a paradise.
Hey, praise God.
And Jahna is heaven in Arabic.
That's good.
But yeah, look up the word Emprian and embryo to get the actual definition, but that's my explanation of it.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Thank you, Sai.
Then someone who makes, I don't know, drawings of looking at some, right? Some, like, it depends.
It's just your own preference.
It's your own preference.
Your own Elon.
Exactly. Some people think the centers are the best, the ones who carry the team, because they're the biggest guys. They grab the rebound. If the center doesn't grab the rebound on the miss, your team doesn't get the ball.
What's the best position? What would you choose as a position if you were illimitably talented?
Oh, I would choose, it depends, but I would choose point guard.
Everyone relies on point guard more?
Yeah.
Point guard gets more time?
Time? Because they all have to substitute, right?
Mm-hmm.
They all have to, like, they can't just play the whole game. So if the point guard can get tired too, shoot, the small forward can get tired. They usually get tired the least because they're the most fit usually, but a point guard is like the quarterback. He runs the team, puts everyone on their spots.
He's the popular one.
Nowadays, before he wasn't. Who was? He's still, before it was like shooting guards and small forwards. Because they would score the most.
If you were paralleling apostles to basketball positions, what would an apostle be? Apostle, priest.
Oh, an apostle would be a point guard. He's an apostle, is basically someone who's a pastor of pastors, the way they taught us at Bible College. There's some that I think an apostle is also just someone. Basically, yeah, called to, they're not called to be a pastor only, but they're called to actually make churches, like several churches, and appoint pastors in those churches. So they're a pastor's pastor, you know.
How about a bishop? Is it the same as an apostle? Because it sounded like it.
That's what the African tradition is. They'll call someone like a bishop, like who's that, you know, who's kind of like an apostle. But really, a bishop, biblically speaking, in the text, is equivalent just to a pastor. It's just another name. The name is, it's called episcopal in the Greek. So it just means like a shepherd. You know, you see a sheep and then a shepherd's leading them. That's what a bishop is. That's what sometimes an elder is. In some verses, elder usually nowadays, people view it, yeah, a bishop, an elder, a pastor, they all mean the same thing. A deacon is the one that's a little lower, like you got Pastor Don, Tammy, people like that, who kind of monitor, like the more domestic, so things like going to someone's house if someone's sick, things like that, the pastor can't always do.
They're the assistant pastor, basically.
Yeah, well, no, the assistant pastor is actually something that, like, Pastor Rowan be an assistant pastor to his son. Like, he's the one who preaches Sunday evenings. He's the one who will even help his son. He's the one who, like, teaches the Bible school. He's not the lead pastor with all the duty, the final say, but he's the second guy up. Pastor Jen, same thing. You know, so they're like associate pastors. You know, even Pastor Chad, he's like another associate pastor. Deacons is totally different. Deacons would be like, not to put it in a bad way, but people coming off the bench to just help the team, essentially. Okay. They don't get paid, from what I know.
Okay, so let's verse priest and apostle. This is my last question. Mm-hmm. Priest and apostle, which one goes first in a basketball position? What would a priest be and what would an apostle be? And which one is, like, not higher, because there's no condescension in religion, in Christianity. But which one is more, which one has more authority? Which one is more dependable, reliable? I don't know. But which one is apostle versus priest? Because Jesus Christ never had priests. He just had apostles. But then God had priests. There were no apostles.
In the Old Testament.
Yes. So God was in the Old Testament and Jesus was in the New. He changed things. He made apostles the new priests. So my question is, which one is more credible than the other? Which one is more reliable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so it's two different covenants, right? I tell this to the Muslims all the time. They get confused first, second. It's a covenant. It's a marriage, right? You got a person, you're marrying them. You have a covenant. You got vows. Mm-hmm. God has certain vows for, and some of them, you know, trans over, like the Ten Commandments, boom, 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 you know, or, blessings when there's unity. Like, there's certain things God stays consistent to both, both brides. You know, but the main point is, you mind if I ask, like, the place where you're asking this question? Is that, like, curiosity or, like...
It's important. It's just important information.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
It's not even important information, it's IQ improvement.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fair. But, yeah, since it's two different covenants, it's two different roles. Like the priests, like today the Bible actually says in 1 Peter chapter 2 that we are royal priests. You know, we're a royal priesthood. You know,
we gained his trust, we gained his friendship. The curtain was torn.
But he means it from a place like being a priest, the responsibility of being a priest wasn't necessarily, well, in that time in the Old Testament, yeah, it was almost like kind of being a pastor in a sense, being a shepherd. But now it's more of a sense of, okay, I'm bringing, you know, my kids to the altar. You know, I'm bringing my family to the altar. I'm taking care of responsibilities like a priest would. You know, the worship in my home, the fellowship in my home. I'm a royal priest. You know, men are called to be, you know, priests and, you know, like prayer prophets and kings in their households.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to take on that role.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just two different covenants. Those guys then, God used priests because no one could go and really minister to God or know God's will or know God's heart without, I guess, you know, without being that being revealed to them in a certain way. We also see they had prophets, which were really like the priests near the end of the Old Testament, because the priests became wicked. You know, but yeah, it goes back to the whole tabernacle, you know, the outer, you know, circle, or they call it outer court is what they call it, the inner court, and then the Holy of Holies, where God's presence actually is, and no one could get there except the high priest, the highest priest, you know, the son of Aaron, once a year on the Day of Atonement. But then, like you said, the veil torn. But yeah, to get to the New Testament, what was your question again?
My question is, compare it to basketball positions.
Like, which one's more, yeah, priest or apostle?
Yes.
I don't think it can be compared because it's two different covenants.
Two different eras?
Yeah, essentially. It works differently because back then, the priest
were the apostles.
Yeah, or not even the apostle. It would be the high priest would be something like the apostle. The priests would be more like the elders, the pastors, those who minister in the temple, you know, do the things of God, you know, help out. They live off of the offerings of the people, you know, so they would be closer and similar to pastors. The high priest would be like an apostle. And in the New Testament, it's, yeah, just flipped over. No tabernacle, just the church, local assembly, and yeah, apostle, pastor. Or really, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teachers. And then, you know, deacons. So, but yeah, I don't know if that kind of answers your question. But they're basically equivalent. There's not one. Obviously, the new covenant is better. You know, Paul says that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. You know, if the old covenant had glory, that Moses was shining, you know, the glory of the Lord was upon him, that his face was shining abroad, you know, how much more the new covenant we ought to behold him, you know, with faces and be changed glory to glory, you know, just even more than Moses was. So yeah, I guess apostle would be better now today, but their roles were essentially the same, but two different covenants.
One last question. Can you give a verse in the Bible that's not popular for someone to read it today?
For someone to read it today?
Or when they're listening to this? Like, just a verse that's not popular, not John 3:16.
Man, there's a lot of verses. I think a book that a lot of people sleep on just in the Bible is 1 Peter. You know, the book of 1 Peter. It's actually outside of Job and outside of, you know, Jesus on the cross and like John 17-19-20-ish even. You know, that's a book talking a lot about suffering. You know, Peter's a man as we know, who went through, well, a lot of people don't know, but went through a lot of suffering, but handled it very, very well. Mm-hmm. You know, the book of James, you know, as well as another one. But I'd say first, you know, First Peter chapter, you know, chapter 2, you know, and I believe it's verses 21 to 23, you know, where, and I'll say the key verse or the key part that sticks out to me, you know, but Peter essentially, and Peter says, you know, for which you were called, you know, and he's talking about suffering, you know, he's talking about, and prior to that, he says, you know, that Jesus Christ, you know, became sin for us, you know, he died on the tree, you know, and by his stripes we are healed. But then he goes on and he says, you know, we are, and actually I'll pull up my Bible, so, but he's essentially saying, you know, that when you suffer, you ought to take it, you know, essentially as a good steward. And I'll just say it right here, the First Peter chapter 2 verse 21, actually I'll even back it up a little bit, verse 19, for this is commendable, if because of conscience toward God one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called. Everyone wants to know their calling. Hear Peter saying it. When you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. You know, so essentially it's saying, this is your calling, you know, to suffer and to take it patiently. It's not an anointing. It's not something just for Job. You know, it's not something just for the apostle or the pastor. It's something, he said, for the believer. You know, this is what you were called. You know, a lot of people believe suffering is just this out of norm thing that happens once every, I don't know, 5 years in life, and, you know, they don't deserve it. No, Peter's saying you were called for it. And, you know, to take it, you know, even when you're doing good, to suffer, for this is commendable to God. You know, this you can gain a reward from. And that's just a verse I believe is not very popular.
Thank you. My very last question. What did 1 Peter chapter 2 start with? What verse did you start with? Because here I have written 21 to 23. I think you went a little bit
more. Yeah, further before. Yes. So really, actually 19 to 21.
Thank you. And no 23.
No 23.
19 to 21. Thank you so much. It's been amazing.
Mm-hmm. No problem, sister.
New season of podcasts. That's how we're starting. Season. We were supposed to start with the whole Black History Month conversation with Levi. The conversation went for 3 hours because I fell asleep. Oh. So I have to condense it. It'll be episode number 2 or number 3. But this was our first episode of the season, of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send it to you and you can listen to it. And, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you so much for the permission.
Yeah, no worries.
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you too.